Huang Tingjian was a high official in the Northern Song Dynasty and one of the era's great scholars, poets, and calligraphers. He adhered to a faction at court that came in and out of favor, and his career was often interrupted by periods of banishment. Many of his greatest works were created when he was away from the court, where he experienced fewer restrictions. This dramatic scroll is certainly quite unrestrained. As you follow the lines of cursive script from top to bottom and right to left, you'll see that Huang Tingjian frequently writes so passionately that his brush actually runs dry before re-inking. His work also features what's known as a struggling brush. He would grip his brush handle with such force that a slight tremulous quality was introduced into some of the lines. This quivering is visible in particular in some of the long, straight, diagonal strokes. A third characteristic of Huang's writing is that the size of individual characters varies so tremendously that they break free from the imaginary columns. Often, they interact with those written before them, resulting in a dynamic overall rhythm. Cursive writing like Huang's is frequently difficult to read, but contemporary Chinese artists consider the textual content of a calligraphic work less important than its expressive content. Brushwork was viewed as the heart print of the writer, a reflection of his personality. A calligrapher would often choose to transcribe well-known texts so that the reader could follow his meaning either from memory or by consulting a book. In this case, Huang has copied the biographies of two important historical figures. They were rivals at court and clearly had very strong differences of opinion regarding the governance of the empire. Huang's text ends with the suggestion that such rivalries can lead to a destructive fragmentation of the court. He no doubt intended that the scroll make a similar point about the contemporary political situation.